This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Mouths of Babes is the name of this segment. We like to call from mouthsofbabes.com is the website. Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Now, this is a big one. You've had a massive week.
Yes, we've had a very sad week. Our beautiful dog, Henry the Husky, died on Monday. You know, he was 14, so, you know, that's old for a husky, so he'd had a good run, but... you know, he'd been with me and my husband ever since we met. So he's really part of our family, and it's really sad not having him around anymore.
I am sorry. That is horrible. We've had a pet die, and it is most horrible. What, do you mind telling us what happened?
Yeah, well, on Monday morning, we were woken by the phone ringing, and it was a neighbour saying that they could hear Henry crying near the back fence. So, you know, this was really quite sudden. But when we got outside, we found him lying in a corner, completely unable to move, having great difficulty breathing, very swollen around the stomach. And I guess, you know, for a while we've been kind of knowing that this could happen. But, you know, as soon as I saw him, I just burst into tears because I knew this was the end for poor old Henry. And it was quite stressful to try and figure out how to move our poor dog, because with my husband on crutches, you know, he wasn't able to really help me. So thankfully I was able to get a friend to come over and help me stretch Henry onto a blanket and carry him to the car. But by the time we finally got to the vet, Henry had lost consciousness. He'd gone into shock, and he died a couple of hours later. He died naturally, so we didn't have to put him down, which was great.
Now, how did Birdie cope with this? Was she with you at the time?
Yeah, look, she was pretty upset because Henry was obviously a huge part of her life and her world, and especially not having... you know, any siblings yet. You know, he's sort of like a, really is like a family member for her. But we took her along through the whole thing. So we let her say goodbye to him, you know, before he died, but also after he died, we let her go in and say goodbye. But she just kept asking us, why are we leaving Henry there, Mum? And, you know, as we were walking out of the vet, she kept saying, I really love my old dog. But it was like no one was really hearing her, and she just kept saying it over and over again, like she wanted, you know, to be acknowledged. And, yeah, she just kept trying to find ways to express her emotions. And she later on asked me if Henry would get better after they put him in the hole in the ground. So I'm guessing that's some kind of, you know, thinking about something she's been told about heaven or something, you know, that maybe after you die that you get better. And, you know, she asked whether Henry would be walking in her dreams. And so, yeah, she's asking lots and lots of questions. And I think perhaps with a dog, you know, you don't have a burial service and you don't get any ashes unless you particularly ask for them. So I think part of the problem is that she's struggling to work out physically where Henry is now, and we're finding it very difficult to answer her questions in a way that's honest but not distressing, because we didn't want to go with the whole doggy heaven thing because we're not really sure that that's true. And, you know, so we were sort of wanting to give her comfort but not wanting to totally make up, you know, lies. And one tactic that I worked out was that when she said she wanted to see Henry again, I explained to her that she can still see him in her mind. And then I described to her some of the things that they used to do together and asked her then if she could see Henry in her mind. And she said that she could. And so that seemed to give her some comfort. So that worked quite well.
Wow. That's full on, Katrina.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really sad. It was really sad. I think, yeah. I think the more that Kaylee cried, the more Chris and I got upset, really.
I guess the hard question to ask is next. Do you think you'll ever maybe...
Get another dog.
Yes.
Yeah, I think at the moment we're certainly not thinking about it. Yeah, we just feel that he's a bit irreplaceable. But, you know, maybe sometime down the track, yeah.
Wow. Well, if you're happy to talk about it, we would like to hear if you've had a similar experience in your home, how your kids responded to that. 1-300-40-2020 is the number to call. Thank you, Katrina.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
That would have been a hard one for Katrina to do this morning. So it's such a raw and real thing. But that's these are the issues we will have to face in life. If you have a pet, ultimately you're going to have those discussions and situation with your kids at some point.
My folks did a look, this is probably common. People probably do it. But they had our dog they got the ashes him when he died. And next I went to the house, it was just a bit weird because I said, oh, what's that, Mum? And she said, oh, that's Mal. I said, what? like, that's his ashes. She's like, yeah. I'm like, you sure you want to keep them there? She goes, yeah, yeah, that's just a good spot. And I've got the ashes of my old dog in the kitchen. And I just thought, oh, that's a really weird play. Like, you don't want to get that mixed up with anything. That's just, can we make sure, can we move it perhaps? But no, that's where good old Mally is.
And yeah. You know. Look, I'd love to hear how you have dealt with this in your household, if it's had to, if it's come up in the past, or if you've, maybe you've had a discussion. If this happens to Rover, this is what we're going to do. Yes. Maybe you're just planned ahead. Love to hear from you.
Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Dan and Aaron and Hannah. Good
Hello.
Morning. Now, we're talking when pets pass away, how you handle it in your home. How did it work in your home, Margaret?
We were living in New Zealand and renting a home, and our beautiful cat got knocked over by a car. And the soil was just way too hard to even try and dig a hole in there to bury it. So we made inquiries and had the cat cremated. Beautiful thing. Got it back in a beautiful little wooden box with a lovely placard on it. And on it is written, Lani's little man, Mr. Taino, of course named after an all-black captain. Then brought it across with us coming to Australia. The funny thing is that when we got through to customs, and you know how strict they are, the guy had one look at it. And in the meantime, my daughter had a box of wine to declare. But he was so shocked by looking at this and thought that she had lost a baby and let her right through. So she didn't even have to pay for the wine that we brought through.
Oh, I thought that was what was in the box.
What was in the little, it was the little box with the ashes of the cat.
Oh, dear.
But that's what he looked at. And it, because it says Lani's little man.
Oh, no.
Thought that she had lost a little baby.
Oh, dear.
And just let her right through.
Well, I mean, you can be quite sentimental about a cat, though. I can understand you'd want to as well in that sense. And that'd be fair in that case, too. Good on you, Margaret.
Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day.
See you later. The cremation thing is quite a popular option for pets, and a good way to have that. Also, and this is, I'm not joking at this one.
Getting them stuffed.
But getting them stuffed is often, people, there's a very prominent guy on TV, one of the gardening people, not Don Burke, and he's been through he's on Channel 9, I can't remember the guy's name, big burly bloke, and he's been through a couple of dogs, and he's had them stuffed because he's... Yeah, that guy.
The dude. Well explained, Hannah.
Is it Cam? Is that his name?
I think so. Yeah.
Little Rosie.
Yes. And he had he's so attached to his dog, and he thought, well, I'm going to get it stuffed. And he's got two.
No,
he didn't. Okay. But yeah, he's got...
I worked with Pat, who is much more buff than Cam.
Anyway, so he's had two dogs so far that are stuffed, and they're in his shed. And
Wow! And,
but you know what? That's an idea as well. There's that kind of. I was just chatting to Katrina off air before too, and she says what they probably might do is say bury the collar or something like that.
Oh, that's
in
a good idea.
Or some other way for that sort of final kind of thing for their daughter Birdie.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to keep the conversation going, from mouths. Ofbabes.com is the name of the blog site.
I do know someone who had a goldfish stuffed.
Are you serious?
Rubbish.
No, it's not true.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.